Growing up at the intersection of many identities, it's difficult to choose just one aspect of my experience in life thus far without pulling from all the things that help make up who I am. I'm queer, Latinx, femme presenting, and raised by lesbian parents, just to name what I feel has affected me the most. So how do I choose? What helped shape a lot of who I am is the bullying I endured in school for all these things that are out of my control. In particular, my unabashed embrace of my mom and her sexuality led to quite a bit of bullying. Overcoming it was a struggle, but ultimately I never stood down from being my own unapologetic self. Growing up for most of my early years, I was bullied by my teachers, schoolmates, and schoolmates' parents, and even my closest Latinx schoolmates, but only because they were parroting what their traditional Latinx parents said at home. I found my people, though, and I grew thicker skin. I began to stand up for myself, but it was not easy in the beginning, I'm not gonna lie. My young, naive self did not understand why these people's parents would look down at me with their judgmental snares and turned away shoulders. I did not understand why these same parents would treat my mom like this as well or just ignore her altogether. I noticed my young counterparts' confused but blind following of their parents, older cousins, and siblings' words and actions. There were also many teachers who treated me as less than once they found out about my mom being a lesbian. The one that always stuck out to me in particular was my second grade teacher, Miss Shia. Times were simple back then. Every holiday meant arts and crafts. From President's Day to St. Patrick's Day, we made crafts. I always look forward to these times, and my enthusiasm on that ensuing Father's Day was no different. Miss Shia pulled me aside and asked me to find a book that I want to read, and then gathered everyone to the front of the room to collect supplies without me. When I found the book, I went up to tell her, and she smiled before ordering me to move my desk away from the group and facing the wall. Once that was done, she told me to sit there and read while everyone else was working on the project. She knew I had no father. She knew that my mom had me through artificial insemination. But what she didn't know was that it was by choice, and my mom planned me for almost 2 years before having me, and she chose to have an anonymous donor. So she knew that in past years that I just gave the Father's Day gift to my mom. Despite all that she knew and didn't know, she forced me to move my desk and sit facing the wall reading while everyone else worked on their art for at least twice a week for almost a month leading up to Father's Day. I could not appreciate at the time, through my hurt feelings, that one day I would look back on this a stronger and better person because of it. Needless to say, when my mom found out, Miss Shia lost her job. The bullying from my counterparts was the worst of all, though. "I think you're such a good person, but my mom and dad said I can't be your friend because of your lifestyle." Now pause. The amount of times I heard this growing up was pretty shocking when I look back. People I was great friends with for years just all of a sudden shooting me down once they found out my mom was a lesbian. "Does that mean you're gay too?" Oh my god, Larissa was totally looking at me in the locker room. Gross, I don't want to change next to her. All common things I heard countless times. One big moment for me was in 7th grade when I finally confronted a bully who tried incredibly hard to make me feel invalid. His name was Giovanni, Gio for short. He was known as a tyrant around school. He had cornered me against a railing on the second story of a building while no one else was around, seeing as he caught me while I was running back to class from the restroom. Classes were in session 4 feet away from us, but there were no windows and the doors were solid. He was tall and much stronger than me at my whopping 5'0" and his nearly 6 feet status. I was scared. I felt the rail digging into my back as I backed up as far as I could. The breeze was blowing on my ankles as the back of my heels met the opening under the gated rail, and then I had an epiphany. He does not own me. He does not control me. I'm a great person. My mom is wonderful, and my family is fucking spectacular. I pushed him off of me with a sudden burst of adrenaline and shouted, "Fuck off, Gio. I am honestly way better of a person than you are, and I deserve to be alive, so please stop trying to make my life hell just because you hate your own." I walked away and held it together until I made it to the bathroom and cried for a few minutes. Then I got up, washed my face, and marched into class. My teacher didn't ask any questions at my disheveled appearance or my very long absence from the class. Moving away at age 12 and going to a new school for 8th grade in a new city was hard, and there were new bullies, but things were always different since that day. Cue my thicker skin growing in. And at this point, my mom had been with my new stepmom for almost 3 years, and I had to have thicker skin living with her loud, short-tempered, and very honest personality. Both of them taught me how to hold my own in an argument with valid points and proper words. It was not that I had never defended myself in my old schools, but I just truly started to believe the words coming out of my mouth now. I never told my mom about most of the bullies because I did not want her to worry, but I told my stepmom, Trish, more because I knew she grew up tough in a different way from my mom's own tough upbringing. They both offered me different things to learn, and it was wonderful. One thing my mom told me that always stuck with me was kill them with kindness. As cliche as it sounds, it works. It worked. I loved myself more, and there was less resentment in my very emotional heart. By the time high school rolled around, I had a network of trusted friends, and I had a little more of this thing that I did not have before, confidence. Even if I had to fake it until I made it, some days came easier than others, but I earned the respect that I deserved, and even better, I believed I deserved this respect. To this day, there are sneers when my family is just existing, walking down the street, or in the mall, or in the market. The difference now is that I usually just smile back. I get a sort of rush from killing them with kindness, a surge in my heartbeat that excites me in a good way. Like my mom always said to me, she wiped away my little tears, "Baby, you gotta kill them with kindness."